Welcome back to the 21 Days of Prayer and Fasting podcast. Today is January the 20th. It's day 16. And I'm so glad you're joining us this morning again for just a brief time in the Word and then some prayer. And it's our goal and desire that you lean into praying more today and around these themes and continue to give greater attention to prayer and fasting as we are in our last week of prayer and fasting. We have been in a 21-day emphasis on these two disciplines. And so today is day 16, and I want to draw our attention to the very last verse of chapter 4 in 1 Thessalonians. Here, Paul just simply says, in light of all he said about how the gospel is the root of our hope in times of grief, and then he explains how Christ will come again. There is the trumpet of God. The dead in Christ will rise first, and then we who are alive will be caught up together with them. And then he says, we'll always be with the Lord, meaning we'll be with the Lord, and of course, those who are with him then will meet them in the air. This great reunion, he says in verse 18, therefore encourage one another with these words. And my question to you today would be this. In addition to your own encouragement, who could you encourage today with the hope of the gospel? Let's pray to that end, shall we? Lord Jesus, thank you again today for the hope and the confidence we have in the gospel. And Lord, I not only pray that all of us will find our encouragement, strength, sustenance, perseverance, our endurance in the gospel. May we also realize this is the encouragement someone else needs. Lord, would you lay someone on our hearts today? Would you bring a name to mind? Maybe it's a relative. Maybe it's someone in our home. Maybe it's a workmate. Maybe it's someone we've not talked to in years that pops into our head by the Holy Spirit's prompting, and we will send an email or a text with encouraging words that are from the gospel, rooted in your work for us in Christ's death and resurrection. And Lord, may we encourage someone today with the words of the gospel, someone who's still grieving, perhaps not hopelessly, but someone who is longing to see a loved one who's passed. All of these situations, Lord, the gospel is our root of hope and grace and comfort. So lead us and empower us to share these encouraging words with those who need them. And this we pray in the good name of Christ our Savior. Amen.